Morning, Governor. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Tom. I'm terrific today. How are you doing?
Good. I'm glad you're terrific today because it's one of those days you need to have a good hair day. You know, when you're going to go out. You know.
Well, I don't have enough hair to worry about that. But it is an important day because I'm delivering our State of the State speech to the General Assembly today at noon. Actually, your listeners can join me. You can join live on Facebook at /GovRauner. You can follow us on Twitter at GovRauner.
And we will also air that live.
It's an important day. We're going to talk about what's going on in the state, what we've accomplished. We've accomplished a lot of good things through our administration, but, you know, I'm frustrated. The pace of change through the General Assembly has been very slow. There's important changes we need to make to change our broken system, and we got to get more jobs. We got to bring down our property taxes. We got to cut the red tape on our job creators. We got to change our political system through term limits and fair maps. These are things that we got to do through the General Assembly. So I'm going to encourage the General Assembly to keep negotiating, keep working, find bipartisan compromise so we can get good things done.
One of the items is we're seeing so much move in the Senate, and yesterday I'm reading the press releases of a railing in the House about Madigan's rules.
Yeah, well, the processes in the General Assembly are part of the broken system. I mean, our just whole political system just needs to change. The best is to do term limits and also to get competitive elections by redistricting reform. But the number one priority for us, and we all got to focus on this, is getting more jobs in Illinois, growing good-paying jobs, not just minimum wage jobs, good-paying jobs, good careers. To get that done, we are proud to have put record funding into our schools, and we're proud to be pushing back vocational training and job training back into our high schools. And so that we can have our young people, whether they're going to college or not, everybody needs a good career to have the skills to have a good income. And then we want to cut the regulations, cut the red tape, increase our rankings as appealing to job creators so we can recruit more companies from around the country and around the world. That's our number one priority, and I want to do that for Southern Illinois. Hardworking people in Southern Illinois, great location, every advantage. But we got to get job creators moving over there. That's what we're pushing.
Will job creation become easier with the tone that is being developed out of D.C. when you see Kroger announcing 10,000 new jobs? You see this group saying we're doing this. Carrier, we're staying in Indiana. Does that federal tone about help about job and job creation help Illinois as a whole?
Well, I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic about our state of Illinois, and I'm optimistic about America's future as we focus on growth. More jobs, making Illinois and America the place where jobs are created, manufacturers want to be. This is what it's all about. I'm optimistic that changes are coming in Washington that will help us grow, and that's a lot of the changes we need in Illinois to help us grow, make us more competitive, more attractive for job creators, and keep them here growing.
How much is today's State of the State address? You're talking to the legislature, but you also talked about Facebook Live, and we're carrying it on 1340 AM live today at noon because this is important. How much of that speech is about the legislator but can be double-purposed, and it's about morale in the state of Illinois for people who want to listen in and hear the governor?
Well, it's about all of that. I mean, in the end, we've got to keep our faith and our belief. You know, this is home. This is our home. Your home, my home. I love Illinois. This is home, and we're striving. We're working every day to have a better home for our children and our grandchildren. That's what this is all about. I'm a volunteer. I'm doing this because I love Illinois. I want your kids, our grandkids, everybody to have a great future here. That's what it's about. And we've got to change our system. It's been broken. We've been losing jobs. Our taxes are through the roof. They're the fifth highest overall in America and the highest property taxes in America. We haven't been funding our schools responsibly, especially our more rural school districts and our small school districts. We've got to put money into schools and get vocational training there. And we've got to cut the red tape on our job creators so we can attract companies. This is what it's about. I'm going to talk about what we have accomplished. We've got Amazon coming with 7,000 jobs. We got record school funding. We're modernizing our government and putting in computers to really drive productivity and bring down the cost. We're transforming Medicaid and getting the fraud and conflicts out of that. We are changing our criminal justice system so we can help nonviolent offenders get back on their feet and be productive taxpaying citizens again. We put a lot of new money into our transportation network so we can modernize that to help drive economic growth. We've done a lot of great things the last year. But with the General Assembly, we need them on a bipartisan basis to find compromises to get a balanced budget and structural change so we can grow the economy.
Governor Bruce Bruce, does anybody ever tell you that Illinois is not broken?
Occasionally a few people in the General Assembly try to say that.
I don't think we can act like business as usual anymore. I mean, just between you and I personally, everybody's listening, you and I both know this, but still people don't seem, they haven't come through the funnel, and that is a fundamental issue.
Well, it is. I'm out traveling, and I'm in Southern Illinois all the time. I've traveled the state every day, and I love living here in Springfield, where I am this morning. But everywhere I go, people say, "Governor, please stay the course. Don't back down. You're on the right track. We got to change the system. It's broken." I hear that, and I hear that from Democrats as well as Republicans. People know we've got to change. We can't keep doing the same thing we've been doing for years. It's not working. And I'm open to ideas. I've said, look, I've laid out what I recommend to change. If anybody doesn't like that, tell me your ideas. I'll listen. I'll try to be creative and compromise. But we got to change. We got to get more jobs. We got to support our schools properly. We got to get the political system so it's responsible to the people again.
And one of the things that you talked about when it comes to success is, take a look at this. I'm watching and I'm searching and I'm not seeing a lot of people talk about it, but they should be. The Fraternal Order of Police Command Council, a bargaining agreement was reached, but yet nobody seems to talk about the success.
No, well, that's right. I mean, it gets buried by some of the other, you know, stuff that's going on. You know, we've come to agreements with 20 of our government employee unions that in a very positive way, in a fair way. It was good for our hard work, especially. I'm all in for our police officers. I'm a big advocate for our law enforcement. They deserve our support and respect. We got a new contract with our commanders and our leaders in our police force for the state, which is great. We've done that with 20 of our unions. We're trying to get innovative new contracts that get more flexibility, but pay folks more based on productivity and merit rather than only seniority, and change the system. It's good steps in the right direction. A lot of good things happening, but we got a lot of work to do, and it's going to take the General Assembly finding compromise, working together to get a balanced budget, and get structural change to fix the system.
You're juggling, too, because you sent a letter to Congress in Washington saying, look, don't be hasty, don't be incomplete when dealing with the Affordable Care Act.
Well, that's right. Clearly, Obamacare is broken. I mean, when you look at the insurance rates and look at all the insurance companies that have dropped off the exchanges and look at the cost of care, it's not working. I mean, things are broken. But there are some elements of it that people like and that are working. So we've got to find some balance there. And it's important for the state of Illinois. I've got to protect everyone in Illinois, make sure they've got health care and that our system is working. I'm just encouraging the federal government to be thoughtful and thorough. Don't just blow something up and have nothing to replace it. We need a truly effective healthcare system, and it's got to be put in place very thoughtfully.
I had Senator Dick Durbin on, spoke with him a good time yesterday about this issue in particular. He said he has met with hospital administrators in the state that says jobs will be lost if we do not deal with this properly.
Well, it impacts everybody's life, the healthcare system. Clearly, what got put in place with the Affordable Care Act is broken and is not working on many levels, but it has done some good things. And we've got to, as we change it, we've got to be thoughtful and careful and do it the right way.
Now, you know, it's interesting because last Tuesday I was with a doctor. I had my own doctor's visit, and as we were wrapping up, waiting for the effects to kick in for the treatment there, he says, you know, I'm going today to another doctor who's been a friend of mine. He called me. He's decided he's leaving. He can't deal with the fact that the state owes him over $253,000. He's leaving. He's going to Kentucky. He wanted to know if I want his staff. I'm going there now to buy some of his equipment out of his office. He's folding up tents. This is not a singular story.
No, well, that's right. We've been losing physicians and healthcare providers in Illinois, especially in some of our smaller communities, for years. Our system is broken. This is the reason we need a balanced budget, because we have been delayed in paying our a lot of our bills for years. This is not just a 1 or 2 year problem. This has been for years. We've got to fix it and get a balanced budget and change the system. We've also been pushing our healthcare providers out because our malpractice insurance, our tort and liability system, our malpractice costs are some of the highest in America. It's crushing for our physicians and our nurses, and a lot of them leave to go to states where it's more reasonable. We need tort reform and insurance reform. That's part of what we're advocating as well.
And my understanding is that something you're specifically looking for this round, too, is a new capital bill.
Well, exactly. We need a balanced budget, and then we need to do a good, big, thoughtful capital bill. We've been able to put money into our transportation network in the past 2 years because I've fought so hard to do that, but we need a lot more. We need to invest everywhere in the state, especially Southern Illinois. With our location, we're the crossroads of America. We can drive more good-paying jobs into our local communities with the best transportation system anywhere in the country. We've got to put more money into our roads, our bridges, locks, dams, canals, rail, airports. We need to invest. It creates jobs itself, but then it drives further economic growth by making it easier for employers to come and move their goods and services, and for workers, employees, to have a higher quality of life and make it easier for them to commute to their jobs. It's critical. And so I am pushing a very big, very long-term capital plan as well.
Governor Bruce Rauner this morning, the State of the State address. It begins at 12 noon. He'll be talking to legislators, some of them for the very first time. Governor, as I prepare to let you go today, will the tone change on the floor? We've got the governor up, but there's some new bodies out there in those seats. And downstate, Democrats replaced with Republicans. For instance, Dale Fowler, David Severin. You see these changes down here. Was there enough change, enough shaking of the foundation of the legislation that finally you will see the move that you wanted from that body?
Well, I'm hopeful and I'm optimistic. Obviously, we've got big problems and big challenges, but with big challenges come big opportunity. I hope we can work better than we have in the past on a bipartisan, cooperative basis to find compromise. That's what I'm going to be talking about. That's what I'm going to be encouraging. And to strike a positive tone, we can overcome our challenges as we work together to solve our problems, because we've got the best people in the best location of any state in America, and we're going to get the job done. Your listeners, come listen to the speech on Facebook / Gov Rauner. Join us and listen on your station. You can listen. Join us and participate in the democratic process. Let's get the General Assembly to pass a balanced budget, and let's get structural change to fix the system.
Governor Bruce Rauner.